ಕರ್ಸಿಯಾ ಅಲ್ಲೇಲುಯ್ಯ ಸುತ್ತೀಗ ಒನ್ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ಕರ್ಸಿಯ ಅಲ್ಲೇಲುಯ್ಯ ಸುತ್ತೀಗ ಒನ್ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ಕರ್ಸಿಯ ಅಲ್ಲೇಲುಯ್ಯ ಸುತ್ತೀಗ ಒನ್ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ಕರ್ಸಿಯ
नमस्कार आणि स्वागत करता हांव रिची तुमकां आयच्या सुशेगाद दनपार कोंकणी रेडिओ प्रोग्रामार वो प्रोग्राम आम्ही 104.6 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वयर जावन ब्रॉडकास्ट करता हालेलुया म्हणून आम्ही आमच्या देवाची या आमच्या जीजसाची वडवी गाय मानूया आम्ही प्रेस करूया ताका म्हजे सांगात आज असा स्टुडिओंत म्हजो फ्रेंड आणि ईस्ट गुड गायजांतलो हेक्टर डिसूजा
हॅलो
म्हजी आंटी फिलू
हॅलो रिचर्ड
आणि म्हजो आणि एकलो इस्ट जेवीस वेलकम टू अवर प्रोग्राम जेवीस
हाय हाऊ आर यू
आय एम गुड वी आर गुड वी आर गुड सो बिफोर वी गेट इन टू आर टुडेज डिस्कशन्स वी हॅव स्टार्टेड अ न्यू प्रोसेस ऑफ ट्राईंग टू गेट अ बिट ऑफ न्यूज बॅक फ्रॉम होम सो लेट्स लिसन टू द न्यूज विच इज बॅक फ्रॉम होम
नमस्कार देव बरी सांज आवड येता आमच्या सुसेगाद दोनपारान आयकोप्यांक हांव तुमचो इश्ट फ्रँकी फेर्नांडीस मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया हांगासून तुमकां गोंयच्यो खबरो अनेक पावट पावयता मुखेल खबरो म्हणल्यार अमेरिकेचो प्रेसिडेंट डॉनाल्ड ट्रम्प ह्या सोमारान दोन दिसांची भेट दिवंक भारतांत आयलो भारतांत ताची जायती खारवड आसली पूण एक म्हत्वाची जाहीर सभा अहमदाबाद शारांत हजारांनी लोकांच्या मुखार उलयताना ताणें गोंयचे नाव घेतले. आयकुया.
From the rugged peaks of the Himalayas to the splendid shores of Goa.
अमेरिकेचे प्रेसिडेंटाची ही उतरां जायती म्हत्वाची आनी आमकां प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ ट्रॅव्हल अँड ट्युरिझम असोसिएशन ऑफ गोवा सावयो मेसाय सांगता गोंयच्या सरकारान ताचो फायदो घेवचो.
प्रेसिडेंट डॉनाल्ड ट्रम्प रिअली सरप्राइज्ड गोवन्स विथ हिज मेन्शन ऑफ गोवा इन हिज एड्रेस टू द नेशन अँड आय थिंक इट विल डेफिनेटली गिव्ह अ बूस्ट टू टुरिझम इन गोवा. द गव्हर्नमेंट पी आर एजन्सीज शुड कॅपिटलाइज ऑन हिज कोट and use it more effectively to promote Goa. Goa has recently hosted a few events which were attended by many heads of various countries. Just last week, the president of Portugal also visited Goa. So let's hope the tourism department takes advantage and capitalizes on the quote of President Donald Trump.
गोंयची शीत आनी कोडी म्हणल्यार आमकां सगळ्यांकूच बरी लागता. कोडी मात तांबडी मिरसांगेन आसूंक जाय आनी हाकाच लागून कोलाची मिरसांग गोंयांत तशी भारतांत फामाद जाल्ली आसा. हालींच कोला काणकोणा गांवांत ही कोला मिरसांग जॉग्रेफिकल इंडिकेशन फावो जाला आनी हाकाच लागून काणकोणचे शेतकार भाव भयणी चड खुशाल आसा. आमकां मिंगेल ब्रिगांजा सांगता.
कोलाचे मिरसांगेक जॉग्रेफिकल इंडिकेशन मेळ्ळा. सगळे गोंयकारांक एक खुशाल बरी बातमी. मिरसांग गोंयांत आमी आमच्या हुमणांत वापरता. तिखट करपाक जाय जाल्यार आमी मिरसांग घालतात. कोलाची मिरसांग सारकी तांबडीच रक्ता भाशेन. जॉग्रफिकल इंडिकेशन मेळ्ळें म्हणटकूच त्याच जाग्याचेर तीच वस्त आसता आनी तयार करपाक मेळटा अशें जाता. स्कॉटलंडाक स्कॉच आनी फ्रांसाक शॅम्पेन आनी गोंयची आजून पासून अपुरबायेची फेणी. सगळ्यांक हांकां जॉग्रफिकल इंडिकेशन. गोंया भायर कोण फेणी तयार करता ताका ते फेणी म्हणूंक शकना. तशें हांगासर आमी विस्की करतात ताका आमी स्कॉच म्हणपाक शकना. वो हांगासर आमी जी शॅम्पेन कशी करतात वायन ताका आमी स्पार्कलिंग वायन म्हणटात. शॅम्पेन म्हणूंक मेळना. तशीच खोलाची मिरसांग खंय वाडोव येता पूण ताका खोला मिरसांग म्हणूंक मेळना. खोला मिरसांग म्हणटात ताजो आमकां फायदो घेवपाक जाय पूण तेजी वापर करपाक जाय आमी आनी विक्री करपाक जाय तरीच आमकां फायदो आहा.
गोंयचे रस्ते आनी फोणकुले कांय सजमना. फोणकुले रस्त्यार आसा वो रस्तो फोणकुल्याचेर आसा. हाकाच लागून जायते आमचे भाव आनी भयणी मोटर व मोटरसायकल चलयताना एक्सिडेंट जावन मरोंग पावले. चड करून पावसाच्या तेंपार. हाकाच लागून आमचे सेसिल रॉड्रिगीस हाणे रस्तो कॅम्पेन चालू केलो. दिसाचे ते फॅमिलीचो कायदो सांभाळटा जाल्यार रातचे ते रस्त्याचे स्पीड ब्रेकर पेंट करता. ऐकूया.
Hey everyone, hashtag Rasta Goa has completed 229 speed breakers till date. We are just common people who have come together just for one purpose, to be a change, to save a life and to be road safety heroes. Because the present government doesn't take care of us, that's why we as the citizens of Goa have come down to save a life, guys. And we would like to thank all of you all for your support that you have rendered us in sharing our videos and making us known about our work. Thank you very much and God bless you all.
गोंयचो यश फटे फ्रेंच ज्युनियर ओपन स्क्वॉश टॉर्नमेंट जिंकलो आनी इतिहास घडलो. फ्रेंच ज्युनियर ओपन फ्रांसाच्या गांवांत हे सुमनान जाल्ले.
द फ्रेंच ज्युनियर ओपन बिंग वन ऑफ द ओल्डेस्ट ज्युनियर टॉर्नमेंट इन द वर्ल्ड हॅज बीन वन बाय सो मेनी फॉर्मर वर्ल्ड चॅम्पियन वर्ल्ड नंबर वन अँड करंट वर्ल्ड चॅम्पियन वर्ल्ड नंबर वन अँड आय एम ऑनर्ड टू हॅव माय नेम अप ऑन दॅट ट्रॉफी along with the squash legend. I would like to thank all my fellow Goikars for supporting me with their prayer and I hope your support is always there with me so that I can achieve even more in the future.
Hyo aslyo goncho khobro meluya dusrya sommanan temuren mogasu.
Well, those were the news clippets from Goa. Let's get on with what's happening here in New Zealand and what's so much preoccupying our minds. We have coronavirus, which has become what people call it as infodemic. That is, lots of information in the media, lots of people talking about it. What is your views, Auntie? What do you think about coronavirus and what do you think, at least what we can do to ensure that we remain safe and unaffected by this virus?
What I feel is we shouldn't expose ourselves, being elderly, I'm talking about. Our immune system is very low as we grow older. So we shouldn't expose ourselves much outside in big groups and markets and shopping and
Few tips for the elderly that you think would be good enough.
And also wash your hands when you come back from out with good detergent and wash it well. They taught us in the where we go for exercise, you have to wash your hands thoroughly, removing all your ornaments and at least for 20 seconds.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And never touch your eyes or your mouth or your nose with your fingers, with your hands when you're traveling out.
Okay.
So that you can, otherwise you can pick up infection.
You have different views?
I have a friend in China, and they have been quarantined for a long time. They are not even going out and going only for... the situation there, as we all know, is quite serious, and the government has taken very things. And they don't go out to the supermarket even to buy food, just once a week. And schools are not functioning. They're online classes. So they don't go to the schools or converge, as you said, in this. And the person has sent me a text when she heard, I read from the news that the one who came from Iran was diagnosed with the virus. I'm worried about you so much. I suggest you take this very seriously. Go to the supermarket to store some food at home. Go to the pharmacy to buy some masks, pills for common flu, medical alcohol. Avoid crowds and wear the mask when going out. Because as I know, someone who can carry the virus, even if he or she does not have any cough or sneezing symptoms. So what she's saying basically is you can have be a carrier without even having those symptoms. So please be very careful. So as you said, Auntie, I think it's up to us. We can't... the best we can do is to prevent ourselves from getting it.
Yeah.
Because if we get it, we will spread it to others.
Yeah.
So as I think Father said yesterday also after Holy Hour and the stations, he said, try to enhance your immune system by vitamin C and things like that.
What about you, Jervis? You have a different view, or you seem to follow what the rest...
I have a slightly different view. I think we live in Auckland, and we got a very good health system. And I'm not of the... I'm not saying that we should go to the supermarket and get a lot of food and go to the pharmacy and get a lot of pills, because here the system is so good. In case you have an issue, you know, you can just be admitted to hospital, or you just dial 111 and you can get an ambulance. And this system can take care of you. People think that if you actually contract the virus, that they're actually going to die, but it's not like that. You know, you can be taken to hospital, and there's a very good chance that, you know, nothing's going to happen to you. But obviously, like Auntie said, if you're very old or you're very young, if you've already got issues, then I think you have to take more care. But for people like me and people who are pretty healthy, they don't need to worry at all, because the health system here is really, really good, and they would take care of you in a jiffy.
Yeah, Jervis, that's what I would say, but I think it's each one's responsibility to take care of themselves so as not to put a strain on the health system, public health system, and not to spread it to others. And no need to panic. I don't agree that you should go to the supermarket and stock up things and all. Try to grow fruit and vegetables in your garden.
from now onwards.
Well, just kidding, but don't panic.
Well, I fully agree with what you guys are saying, that yes, Jervis, a good thought, that our health systems are good and there are processes that we can address these types of viruses. And also agree with you, Auntie and Hector, that we need to be more proactive in ensuring that we are not carriers, or even if we are carriers, we do not sort of affect other people. But my concern is, you know, that there is feedback coming from health workers that people who are affected, or people who are potentially looked upon as being affected, are being ostracized. So there are students who cannot get accommodation. There are people who come out of the hospitals are being asked about what are the causes of their discharge, and so they can't get taxis. So there is a certain element of stigma, and I would request that, yes, there is a concern, but don't try to sort of discriminate people, or don't try to get too carried away by this information blitz that is there. And in the midst of the, yes, Auntie, you wanted to say something?
I agree with you, but we can't just, because the hospitals are very good and we get our treatment, we can't just push ourselves mm-hmm. into it. Mm-hmm. We have to be careful mm-hmm. and see that our families and we are secure, and we don't pass it on to others. Maybe when our family gets our neighborhood, and that is the way it will get affected. We have to be very careful about these.
So it's interesting that, you know, this is happening at a time when the Christians are going through the season of Lent. And, you know, there is a challenge from a health perspective. And there is a rite or a time of the liturgical calendar when we are going through this internal and external experiences of spirituality. So what do you think about Lent? And what are your immediate thoughts about it? Is it something of a sad moment, a happy moment? Well, I wish we could have done without it. Or is it business as usual?
No. Lent is, for me, according to me, Lent is a very good time for us to repent and go back to our Father. Ask for forgiveness mm-hmm. for all that we did. Now, we are so busy with our life all through the year. Mm-hmm. And we forget who we are and what we are supposed to do mm-hmm. to reach our destination. That is mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. our final destination. Mm-hmm. So it is a reminder for us to get into that by putting ashes as we, I don't know, I feel... By putting ashes, it reminds the Lent, the first day of Lent is Ash Wednesday. Mm-hmm. By putting ashes, I feel that first thing what Father says, you are dust and you will return to dust. That is a greatest reminder to, I will die one day and God made me out of dust. And now, after my death, I will be again
that
dust.
What Father says has changed slightly over
yeah.
there.
Now.
Repent and return
yeah.
to the gospel.
Yeah. Now it is, we were brought up that way. Yeah.
Yeah, I also.
But today it is coronavirus. take care or you'll return to dust. Is it?
No. It's not that, Richard. Everyone is scared of this situation. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that we have to, separate people or push them out okay. because we okay. see somebody wearing a mask, push them out of our presence. Mm-hmm. No, we have to be a little kind also. Mm-hmm. In Lent, we learn to almsgiving. There are three things that we have mm-hmm. to do. Pray, fast, and mm-hmm. give alms.
So, Hector, what is your view on Lent? Is it a sad moment or is it a moment of rejoicing?
I think it's a time for preparation. And Lent, Because at the end of Lent is the biggest feast, the most important feast in for Christians, and that is Easter. And as secular Franciscans, we say the divine office, and that's the morning and evening prayer. And that is, it's the Psalter of the divine office. And there's, for each day of Lent, like for each weekday, there is a concluding prayer at the end of the short morning prayer. And there it says, "Bend our wills, Lord, so that by this Lenten observance we may fit ourselves to celebrate the Easter festival. And as we have all undertaken to subdue the body, may we all be renewed in the spirit."
Interesting.
So, you know, it's body and spirit. So you subdue your body so that you may be able to strengthen and renew your spirit. So you turn away from the body more and lead a more spiritual life and prepare yourself, each one, to celebrate this great feast of Easter. That's, to me, what it is.
Jervis, would you align that thought with repairs and maintenance of a car?
No, actually, I'm of a little bit different opinion. I use the anagram SHOW, S-H-O-W, SHOW. So, S is for the Holy Spirit. So, we have to kind of connect with the Holy Spirit. And we have to get back and get a connection with Jesus Christ. And think about what Jesus would have been doing for these days, you know, and do all what he told us to do. H is for the health, for our health. If our health is not good, then we can't do anything. So we have to make sure that our health is good. That's why we fast. Now, that 40 days is very important, because you don't eat meat on those days, because they say it takes about 30 days for it to go after eating meat. It takes about 30 days to get, you know, totally digested from the system. So it's a good idea not to eat something like meat or anything that is too heavy on the system. And here we live in a country that it actually comes down to a good time when we are getting into where it's actually really hot. So we should be eating things that are, you know, very light on the system.
Like any such as fish is okay.
Fish is okay, but some people eat very heavy fish. Like, you know, you can't eat lobster and crab and things like that. You know, light fish and light meals. The third thing on the anagram was O. O is for the other people. Now, mostly a lot of people who think only of going to church and having a relationship with God, but they don't think of the other people that are there in their life. The first thing is your wife or your husband or your kids and your family and your neighbors and people in your office and your friends. You have to show Jesus-like attitude towards them, you know, and that will help everybody. And the last thing was W. W is the well-being of a person. If you're not totally well-being, that means you're enjoying your life, you know, you're enjoying this lovely life that the Lord has given you, then you can't do any of the others too. I remember once when I was having a dream in the night, I felt like Jesus was asking me something, and I was like, okay, what are you saying, you know? And he said, like, you know, I've given you this lovely life and you have to enjoy it. So we all have to realize that this life is meant to enjoy, you know, not to worry about things and things like that. So that's my formula for you guys, you know, SHOW, S-H-O-W, SHOW.
Okay. Well, my view is that Lent is a period of repairs and maintenance. Like every moving thing or every object on this earth requires to take off time to get things fixed. So just like a car,
So it has to have some time, downtime, to get it serviced and repaired, or a machine or a process machine that has, there has to be a downtime to repair. So we are given in this liturgical year, the Christian liturgical year, an opportunity to have some sort of a downtime to repair certain things in our system. Maybe our relationships, maybe physically abused bodies, maybe to build upon our spirituality, to recharge ourselves to continue with our life. So that's my understanding, and I'm not a great spiritual guy, but that's my understanding of a how you practical aspect. Way of how to sort of get yourself recharged to continue with life. I don't look at Lent as only the season to do this repairs and maintenance. I can do it on a continuous basis every day of my life. Maybe fast a bit, maybe give alms, maybe think about others. So it's a continuous process. It's not a seasonal. That's my view. Possibly what Jarvis said, or what Hector said, or what Auntie is saying. Auntie has got a very traditional view, and I like some of this traditional stuff. But before we get into how we've planned for ourselves, how do we go about this season, let's listen to some music.
Oh, good.
Ya son sarati asha
Well, that was Lorna singing Tuzo Hath Jesu. Now, we were discussing about our respective understanding about Lent before we took a break. The whole process of Lent is that understanding is one thing, but planning and going along with that understanding is the most important thing. So let me start off with myself. I said it is a repairs and maintenance process. So during the course of the liturgical calendar, or during the normal calendar, annual calendar, there are things that I have done, there are things that I wish to repair, both spiritually and physically. So one of the things which I have started is to, on my food. I am a great foodie. I like to eat different types, experiment with different types. I love Indian sweets. So I have started on this journey of trying to weed myself away from overeating or overindulging in sweets. It's a tough call. Let me tell you, it's a very, very tough call. And we have so many social functions. So therefore, as I said, it's not a seasonal thing. I have started the process of slowly weeding away. So one of the things which I have done is to eat only twice a day. And in the season of Lent, I'm trying to ensure that I keep that twice a day, very early in the morning and very early in the evening. I've not been really successful in the last 2 days. And stop indulging in eating too much food. So that's my process of going. I may succeed. I hope I succeed. And as what Jervis said, meat. That is something which I'm trying to push it in the background and wean myself away from it. So that's my plan.
So you can kind of bring it into the Lenten observance that all that time you are spending on eating so many times a day, you can do good works.
Yeah,
My friend
is in India, and he just sent me a text saying that I am going to order for jalebi. So I just told him, have two on my behalf.
I read that. some special jalebis in Pune.
In ghee, fried in ghee. Mm. Anyway, what is your way forward, Hector? What do you think, how you want to execute your thought process of Lent?
I just...
You read that very, very nicely from your Psalter, the morning
prayer. Divine Office, I can tell you, like, one of the prayers which is there again from the Divine Office is, look with favor on our Lenten observance, Lord, and while we subdue our bodies by self-denial, like you are doing, renew our spirit with the grace that prompts us to do good works. So that's, I think, what we can do, is that while we are trying to subdue or give up this thing or give up some things, how to channelize that or kind of synchronize that or synergize that with doing good works to others, be charitable, be kinder to others, and focus on doing some good works, either by charity, all that money you save on eating, give it to the poor, and things like that.
So abstinence is my side of it. But what you are saying is that abstinence should be channelized to benefit somebody else. Yeah. What's the point in just fasting and weaning myself away from alcohol or anything if it does not result in something better or good for somebody else. Fantastic. Fantastic. What do you think, Auntie? What has that to go? Do you think prayer, just like what Jesus did?
No. Jesus didn't do only prayer. He wanted a quiet atmosphere for praying. And he also fasted.
Mm.
Fasted. Now, for us, it can be, fast can be not only fasting from food. We can fast from watching TV, watching all that.
Mobile phones.
In Father Francis tells us, you take time to give up the useless words, chatter, gossip, rumors, mm-hmm. and talk, which is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And give yourself to God by directly speaking to God
mm-hmm.
in prayer. That is prayer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you also take time from your TV and your mobile, and instead of that, you switch on to your Bible. Bible is the Word of God, which is very, very important for us. So Lent is a time to make time for the Word of God.
So prayer. A way of reflecting.
Yeah. Then fasting, as I told you, all those things come. Not only making the food less, but fasting from other things. Getting angry, getting upset with others. All these things we can lessen. Then also, even almsgiving, what you said there, I was thinking, it is like he put it as, you're fasting and what you save out of it, you give it to others. Almsgiving is not only giving money, going and seeing to people's needs. If they need us in anything, that they need food or they need medicines or they need service to take them to the doctors.
That's very nice, Auntie, what you're saying. Almsgiving, maybe not in money, but of your time.
Doing your time. Mm-hmm. Have time for others.
Visiting somebody.
Visiting the old, visiting the sick. And even when you're walking, a smile may enlighten another person's heart. If that person must be very upset or sad, and you're wishing that person good morning or whenever you meet, a good day. And giving a smile may bring that person up and forget the sadness from their heart.
Or visiting somebody whom you want to mend your fences with.
Yes, that also.
To reestablish or to have good relationship with somebody.
Yeah. Don't do it just for the sake of doing. Do it for wholeheartedly with love.
With well-being.
When you do it with love, then only it has value.
Yeah, well-being. Jervis, you have always spoken outside the box. What's your outside the box view?
Yeah, I would like to first discuss about the dieting of food, you know, what we talk about. And nowadays there are so many things that we can do to diet, you know. And everybody is quite different in that way. For me, for years, I struggled with a diet and I didn't know what was right. But somehow last year, I realized that giving up carbs was very good for me. I was trying to lose a few little bit of weight, and I tried everything. I tried the gym and I tried to give up a lot of foods and all. And I realized that giving up the zinc carbohydrates was the best thing that I could do. And I think we should also look at, you know, individuals and individual kind of the zinc diets and requirement. And probably this is a good time to think that maybe you shouldn't be eating bread. Maybe you shouldn't be eating rice. Maybe you shouldn't be eating meat, you know, depending on that. So that's the thing on the diet and the fasting. And what was the other thing? I can't remember now.
Almsgiving.
Yeah, Almsgiving is very important. You have to give to exactly to who you think is necessary, you know. Sometimes you just put the money into the box in the church and then think that, you know, it'll go right. But maybe there's somebody at work, you know, who needs a little bit more money, or they need some food, you know. So think a little bit outside the box, and that would help much more. If you can go directly to the source sometimes, rather than giving it to somebody and then hoping that it goes to the right person.
You know, for me, I have observed that the way the church has slowly moved from a regimented format of Lent, of fasting, of prayer and almsgiving. Auntie, you are in the most traditional way. And I heard you telling me on our ride from your home here of how you all is to go through this whole process during the period of Lent. But the church has moved, has become more relaxed. It has given more options, more choices to individuals of what they think is best. Can you just enumerate a few things that you did in your young ages when Lent came around and what happened in your house?
Yeah. Of course, daily prayers were very strict. Our parents were very strict with us with prayers. But during Lent, my God, we had to kneel, put our hands up for the whole rosary.
Oh.
That was during Lent.
Oh.
Otherwise, each decade we had to put our hands up with the rosary in one hand.
Otherwise,
say one decade, decade we were saying. But Lenten season, we had to do all the five decades
with our hands up.
And kneeling.
Oh my goodness.
Then, after the rosary, that rosary was long enough, praying for that one dead and this one, all ancestors also.
About half an hour? Or?
More than half an hour. And then half an hour of singing the Lenten hymns.
Okay.
I remember Jesu, Molyan, Triglo, and my father with his loudest voice. And we had all neighborhood. One house finishes, the other house, you could hear the voice. And for us, it was like, and our father, if he had one peg, then of course the voice would have been louder.
Even during Lent.
He had to have. And we all had to sit and sing with him. Mm. And that was a family tradition, like, no?
Now, what was food like at that point? I mean, was
food,
this...
Food, we were fasting.
So, what was fasting? Morning to evening?
No. Fasting only on Fridays, those days.
Okay.
Otherwise, in the morning, we had pears, any...
Chutney,
any kithing.
Oh, tonaklaon.
Tonaklaon is a lonche.
Lonche, or chutney, or... vegetables from the garden.
What about saltfish?
Saltfish.
That is a chutney with saltfish.
Kare muntata.
Kare chiani galbechi.
Chutney. So do you all have, about this pears, I've not had pears now for donkey's years. Yeah. Do you still make pears? No.
Only when you're sick and Good Friday.
Good Friday.
So, but now it is a huge change.
Those days, every Friday we had to fast.
Okay.
And fasting was one meal we hadn't to have, children. Maybe in the night or in the afternoon. But our parents is to really fast, have one meal a day. Mm-hmm. And that became very easy now. In 1985, Pope removed all those difficult ways and he put Fridays no fasting, only 2 days a year. Fasting, that is on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. But fasting also became easier and abstinence was for all Fridays. Mm. Nowadays, I think abstinence, and that is for the people who are from 14 years to 60. And for abstinence is from the 10 years to and above. Mm-hmm. That was church was very strict those days.
But these days it's all it is quite changed, liberal. And yeah. It is a choice that is left to each one of
yes.
us. So the church has really come down from this very high regimented
not
format.
Not strict now.
Now
yeah.
stricter. But Jervis, you have something different?
Yeah, I have taken a different approach, and it's not only during Lent. What I do is I listen to what my body tells me. And if I don't need a meal at that time, I will just let it go. So I'll give you a few examples. If I go for a meal at somebody's place or an occasion and it's a big, big meal and I have a meal in the, say, in the afternoon, I've had a big meal and I know that I don't need the next meal, dinner time, because I'm not going to do any exercising, you know, like after lunch, you know, and dinner would be just nothing at all. And every time now and then, even when I'm at work or I'm at home, if I feel that my body, it's not asking me, my stomach is not asking me to eat anything, then I won't eat anything. And I think we have to listen to that, what it actually tells us, you know. It'll automatically tell you, you know, that you actually need some food or you don't need some food. Because there are many people who have got that idea that I must have all meals, which is doesn't make sense to me, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's also depending whether you're exercising and things like that. But like I said before, you know, you have to be very careful what you eat nowadays, because it may not be healthy. You may think that it fits into the same category of fasting food, but you may be totally wrong, because it might have extra salt or extra, oil into sugar or something like that, you know. So I think we have to be more careful about what we eat.
What you're saying is that, just don't confine your fasting or abstinence to the season of Lent, but go as per the needs and demands of your physical body as such. Hector, you have something to respond to?
Yeah, no, something interesting as far as fasting is concerned. When we were younger also, we used to abstain from meat on Friday, every Friday. So it was fish. And we used to like fish, actually. And we used to fast only on Wednesday and Good Friday. The Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. And so I remember Good Friday was, we knew, for going to church for the 3 hours sermon at 12 o'clock to 3. And then there used to be service in the evening, mass. And, there's to take from the cross and a big procession and all that. But one of the highlights I remember of Good Friday was when we came home, Mummy had prepared egg curry because I couldn't eat meat, and dal soup, and we really enjoyed that. So it was, I don't know whether it was fasting or not, and we still continue that tradition. So egg curry and dal soup on Good Friday.
I think, Hector, you're very, very lucky to have that food because we were totally fasting. The only thing we got to eat was Kotwal, which was after mass. We come outside the church and we ate only that.
Are the beans.
Yeah, the beans. Yeah, yeah. That was all that we ate.
Those vendors used to be selling.
Yeah, vendors outside. That's, yeah.
That's so it's very interesting. It's very interesting.
And
you know,
for us in Mangalore, we had Good Friday means pezani gal mechi chutney, but we enjoyed that because with that boiled rice the kanji is to become so tasty, and even the chutney.
So
Jervis is asking what pears is, auntie.
Pears is kanji. Kanji. Konji.
Okay, konji. I think it's good for our viewers to know that it's not actually pears as we say in New Zealand. It's actually konji. Okay.
Konji, yeah, yeah. So it's very interesting that, you know,
that is in Konkani.
How traditional auntie is observed a Lenten practices, and how it has evolved over a period of time. We still do remember the food that we ate, the services that we went to. And
services, my God, I can't forget. Because the first Sunday, go for Mass in the morning, and after Mass, there was evening, there was first Sunday, it was Jesus in front of Pilate. You know, that is known as Jesus' Passion. Every Sunday we had to go for that. It was taking 2 to 3 hours. And the next Sunday it was crowning with thorns. Each step by step, and fourth, that is the just before Good Friday morning, was the celebration of
the Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday, and evening was Pilate giving the judgment, sentencing, and something like that. And Good Friday, we used to cry in front of the crucified Jesus. They used to remove the body.
Yes.
And
with that
bells. They used to have
those clappers.
And then the body was taken, and we as children used to cry as if somebody really, our own person died. It was coming from the heart. We never knew that it is just a statue of Jesus. And it was put in the coffin and kept. Yeah. And Saturday morning, we had to go.
So, very elaborate, I must say. Yeah. Very elaborate process of the Lenten
season.
You can
never forget.
No doubt people used to run straight away to the bar as soon as those 40 days were over. I mean, there are lots of people who say, hey, 40 days are over, now I've got to go to the bar.
Then what is the use of...
That is what I'm saying.
Abstaining from alcohol. You know,
so that is why... is a way of sort of the church's way of loosened up itself to allow people to, you know, experience their faith and the service. Jervis, something quick, because we have just very limited time.
I was thinking that what really should have happened around this time would be people should be having a discussion among their own groups, you know, about how it would have been that, you know, Jesus gave his life on the cross, and each of them should just, you know, just give their experience at how they feel about it, and that would be a nice discussion amongst a few, you know, people in the church, like in somebody's home or
that would be a better way. As
better
you
way,
feel,
yeah.
Of you feel,
yeah. To remember
before we get going with our final, So before we get into our final, because we just got another 7 or 8 minutes to go, I would like each one of you all to tell our listeners, what is one practical thing you believe is a good way of following or practicing the season of Lent? What is one good way? Like somebody sent to me, you know, this aspect about giving is to spend these 40 days in your house, going through your cupboards, going through your shelves, and finding out things which you have not used, clothes which you have not worn. Remove each one of them out every day, or remove things out over the next 40 days. Put it in a bag and give it to a hospice, or give it to somebody who would make better use of it. So this is one practical thing. What, in your view, Hector, is a practical way of, you know, celebrating Lent?
Yeah, the one thing which you mentioned makes a lot of sense, and I've been thinking of doing it for a long time. So take the trouble to look for things which you are not using. Try to get them out, clean up. Normally you would clean up your house, but clean it up out for a purpose, and then go and seek out people who need it. Don't let it be something which is easy to do, but seek them out, talk to them, and give it to them. Be nicer to people. Show gratitude to people whom you meet. And, you know, try to take out the focus so much from yourself and make it other-centered. That is one of my things. And yeah, afterwards, Richard, I just wanted to announce about the...
The Divine Mercy, yes, yeah. Yes. Before we sign off, yeah. We will do that. The Divine Mercy is having a retreat on the 16th and the 17th of March, between 7 and 9 p.m. So those who want to spiritually enrich themselves, then there is a retreat. Jervis, what's your message to our...
Yeah, my message is charity begins at home. So I think this is a good time for you to get together with the people in your family, husband, wives, and the kids, and maybe even at work, the people who you like, you know, you move around with, get together with them and, you know, get them to understand that we all have to be living the life in the footsteps of Jesus and be nice to each other. Because I think nowadays that's one thing that is not really there. People are not being nice to each other.
And that is why this question of or the problem of mental illness.
This is there. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's good. Yeah, spread the word.
Spread the word.
Be
yeah.
kind. Mm-hmm. See Christ in others.
Exactly.
I have decided to pay more attention to the needs of others. Pay more attention to the needs of others, as well as more concentration when I do my daily reading.
Mm-hmm.
Concentration on the Word of God.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. In fact, when you mentioned about Pope Francis and the message that he's given, I think one of the comments that he makes at the end of his homily is that he says, don't gossip, don't talk about others.
Yeah.
And the most practical way of stopping gossip is to bite your tongue. So bite it so hard that you can't open it further to talk. So that's what he says in his homily when he talks about it. So I think each one of us has got our own ways, because we look at Lent in a different way. And so it was wonderful, Auntie, to share your traditional approach to Lent. The spiritual approach came from Hector.
Oh, no.
And Jervis, I mean, I liked the out-of-box thinking. The show was great stuff.
Thank you so much, Richard.
Yeah. Just once, you had mentioned about the retreat, Lenten retreat. So just to emphasize, it is at Christ the King Church on 16th of the Monday and 17th,
Tuesday,
which is a Tuesday, from 7 to 9 p.m. And it's Father Michael from Melbourne, and it's organized by the Divine Retreat Center. So 16th and 17th March at Christ the King Parish from 7 to 9.
And as before we sign off, this is all people who are so much preoccupied with coronavirus information. During this period of Lent, let us be sensitive to those who have been impacted by it. Don't discriminate against them. Don't talk ill about them. And reach out to them if it is possible in whatever form and fashion.
And pray for them.
And pray for them. Thank you, Auntie. On that note, we say adios.
And thank you. Thank you, Richard, for including me along with y'all.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Much appreciated. Jesus,